Top Iranian and U.S. diplomats have met in the Norwegian capital to discuss obstacles to the implementation of the nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 plus one. Mohammad Javad Zarif and John Kerry met on the sidelines of an annual international conference on armed conflicts mediation. Syrian forces have liberated two villages southwest of the city of Aleppo from Nusra Front. Terrorist reports say dozens of people died from both sides during the clashes. This after Syrian media reported that two civilians were killed and three others injured in a terrorist mortar attack on Aleppo. Fresh border clashes have broken out between Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving an Afghan guard dead and five more people wounded. The exchange of fire took place at the Torkham border crossing. The death brings to three the number of Afghan fatalities since the border violence erupted on Sunday night. Saudi warplanes have once again bombed Yemen's Jowf province. There are no immediate reports of casualties. Riyadh has been bombing Yemen for more than a year now. The Saudi attacks have killed more than 9,400 people. Many of the victims are women and children. The Russian foreign minister has criticized French law enforcement agencies for detaining a group of Russian football fans the day before the country's second match at Euro 2016, calling the move unacceptable. Sergei Lavrov said English supporters are also to blame for violent clashes during Russia's match against England on Saturday. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has called on labor unions to end nationwide mass rallies and strikes. Valls has warned that the government will not allow things to spiral out of control and that it will not back down on its controversial labor reforms. Reports from the U.S. suggest that the wife of the assailant in the mass shooting in Orlando knew of his plans for the attack. A federal grand jury has already been convened and could charge Nur Salman as an accessory. Sunday's massacre is the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And Israel has cut water supplies to major areas in the occupied West Bank without prior notice. The move has left tens of thousands of fasting Palestinians in desperate need of water during the month of Ramadan. Palestinian officials say people have started rationing and are buying water from water tanks.